We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
The Chicago Bulls select Kobe White.
LaVine with the runway! Lays it in! Zach LaVine!
Crossover. Love
it. Get up or get out the way, Trae Young.
Welcome to the Cash Considerations Podcast, a Chicago Bulls podcast. Shout out to Bet Online, or sponsor BetOnline.ag. They hooked us up recently with a ton of money to play with. Please go check them out and sign up. We have a promo code BLUEWIRE. You'll get a 50% off sign-up bonus. We are here today with an emergency podcast because, Ricky, the NBA season has been suspended. This is like some unprecedented stuff due to the coronavirus outbreak that is sweeping, the pandemic, I should call it, that is sweeping across the world right now. Yesterday, a surreal scene in Oklahoma City, it was believed the Jazz and Thunder were about to play a game. This is after the Warriors early in the day had announced that they'd be playing against the Nets tonight, that they were supposed to, with no fans in the stadiums. It looked like it was trending that direction. But last night, NBA teams were prepared to play games as normal. And then right before they were tipping off, the teams were cleared off the floor and all that. And soon after, we found out that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for the coronavirus. And like immediately after that, the NBA announced they took quick action. And the NBA announced that the season would be suspended indefinitely for further notice. We then found out today that Donovan Mitchell tested positive for the coronavirus as well. It looks like both guys are doing okay. There was a whole lot of hubbub, though, about Rudy Gobert because there was he was kind of goofing around a couple days ago with the in front of reporters. He was like touching mics and was kind of joking all around about it. He actually apologized for that today in an Instagram post saying that he was basically immature. Donovan Mitchell had a statement as well. He didn't even mention Rudy Gobert. We obviously do not know. We don't want to speculate too much about just like who got it first, who like passed it on to who. There was a report out there that they might have gotten it in Cleveland. Again, we don't want to get too much into speculation here. So what we do know is that, again, the NBA has been suspended. That means the Bulls, their season right now is on hold. They are 22-43 after their win against the Cavs and Kobe White's first start. The Bulls did just release a statement saying that they're kind of suspending operations for the next few days. They just flew back from Florida. They were set to play the Magic tonight. That is obviously off. They came back from Florida. No players are showing symptoms of coronavirus, which is good. They want to keep the players in the Chicagoland area. They're going to do everything they can to follow all the rules and protocols as the NBA tries to get this whole thing. Obviously, around the sports world, we saw all the college basketball tournaments canceled. The NCAA tournament, March Madness, that is canceled all across other sports. MLB, NHL, MLB is pushing back their regular season. Spring training has been suspended. NHL season is suspended. NFL is doing stuff as well. Just kind of a total surreal time right now. Ricky, just what are your first takes here? When you saw what was going on in Oklahoma City last night, when the NBA did the whole thing, what are your takes on Rudy Gobert and just this whole thing?
How you feeling, Jason? How's it going, man? No it's, cough.
It's
no
weird.
No,
I'm feeling. Fatigue. I personally am feeling okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good too. I got sent something today with the differences between allergies and coronavirus, and I've been like checking it every day. I'm like, well, sneezing, I guess that's not so bad. Maybe that's just allergies. What a weird day, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what to compare it to in our lifetimes. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. It's been a really weird day, I think. And covering all of this from last night with the Jazz and Thunder game, I was writing about that immediately and following, like, every strand of that. I definitely remember people, the one tweet that went viral about Gobert touching all the microphones, and then it was put against, you know, Rudy Gobert out with an illness, and like everyone in their head is like, haha, he must have coronavirus, but like, actually, what are the chances that he did? And he did, and he's the NBA's patient zero. And what I thought was crazy is all the teams that played the Jazz in the last 10 days had to be self-quarantined. So, you know, I think applause to the NBA in a sense for suspending the season. I think that was definitely the right move. It took college basketball long enough to get there, but they finally did the same thing. It just seemed like such an accelerated news cycle for this in regards to college basketball. Like, there were fans in the stadium on Wednesday everywhere. Just yesterday, Fred Hoiberg coaching the team with the flu. That was really scary. That broke basically right when Gobert broke. And you just see the image of Hoiberg on the sidelines being just visibly ill. His assistant next to him is applying hand sanitizer. It literally looked like the end of times as all this was happening. Hoiberg ends up going to the hospital. He leaves the game with 4 minutes left. And he had influenza. He didn't have coronavirus. And the flu is still really bad. Hoiberg called it a common cold. I don't know exactly the difference between influenza A, which is what doctors diagnosed him with, and the common cold, but certainly a scary scene for the Big Ten tournament. We're glad Fred Hoiberg is okay. His son, Jack, who I believe is a walk-on at Michigan State, he was posting that his dad was released from the hospital. And, you know, after everything Fred has been through in his life health-wise, I was nervous for him when I saw those initial reports of him being sick, when I saw the visuals, so really glad Fred Hoiberg seems like he's going to be okay. And I think that, you know, with the Gobert incident and then to a lesser extent the Hoiberg incident, everyone has just been so on edge, right? Like, this is when it finally became real. We've been reading about this for the last week or two. We've been knowing not to touch our face. We've been knowing to wash our hands. But this is when it, like, actually became real to me. And, you know, just think of how much money is being lost by the NCAA tournament being canceled. I believe 91% of the NCAA's revenue happens in March Madness. So this is like the biggest moneymaker on the calendar. And, you know, credit to them for making a somewhat decisive move. I know it was a little slow for some people's taste, but given all the money that's on the table and all the moving parts involved, I thought that the NCAA did actually act pretty decisively and quickly. And thank God for that, because let's be honest, it only would have taken one positive test from a ball boy, an assistant coach, a mascot, a player, and the NCAA would have looked really bad in all this. So while it's a huge bummer to not have March Madness, I think that's the right call. In terms of the NBA, they acted quickly after Gobert became, you know, the patient zero. They did get the positive test, the smoking gun and all that. So they responded immediately by saying the season was suspended. The reports today, both from Bruce Arthur and Vincent Goodwill, are that it's going to be a 30-day minimum stoppage of play, and then everything's going to be reassessed. There was speculation from Mark Cuban, I believe, that the season could go into August, which would be really wild, given the timeline of everything with, you know, the playoffs, free agency, the draft, the Olympics, which is scheduled to take place in late July and would hypothetically feature a lot of current NBA players. This is crazy, man. I can't remember anything like this. And I am glad that everyone seems to be realizing the seriousness of this, besides for maybe our idiotic president. But all the sports leagues reacted pretty swiftly. And I think that that's a good thing. And yeah, man, this is crazy.
It absolutely is crazy. And you mentioned the thing about like playing in August, and like that's been a big talking point. Like, it does seem like they want to resume this. Like you mentioned, like the money on the table here is crazy. And like, I know that's like not the most important thing. Getting everybody healthy is the most important thing. That's the priority here. Giannis said that. He tweeted that out. Jaylen Brown is tweeting out some good, very mature stuff. We know he's a really smart guy. Obviously, they know what's going on. That's the most important thing. But when you're looking at it, with the money that is on the table, like, obviously they're probably going to want to get this season finished. So when you look at it, like, I'm very curious to see how they go about it. Like you said, 30 days minimum right now. That would put us at basically at the end of the regular season. The playoffs were scheduled to start on April, I think, 18th, maybe 17th, 18th, something like that. So I'm curious, like, your thoughts, like, say it's a month, or say it's like 2 months and it goes into like mid-May, but they do want to finish the season. Like, do you think they should just go right into the playoffs? Like, that was my thought, was that they just take the eight teams in each conference that are in right now and just put them in the playoffs as they're seeded right now. I think both conferences have a decent amount of spread between the eighth seed and the ninth seed. I know the Pelicans would be very upset because they had a really tough schedule to start and it's easy to close, and the Grizzlies have a brutal schedule, but like, these are obviously crazy times. Like, I don't know. It's like, but then, like, or are they going to come back and like play a few games? Like, how would that work with the schedule and then go into the playoffs? Like, or they come back and try to finish the entire season, and then that would probably take it into August. And then what do you do about next season? Like, do you do like the 66 game thing that we saw in 2011, 2012 with the lockout, start on Christmas and then kind of end in a normal time? What do you think would make the most sense there, looking at just like the possible resumption of the schedule down the road if everything gets passed? Obviously, again, the health is the most important, and everything would need to be cleared with that.
Yeah, I don't really have any takes right now. Like, that's most fair. Of the thoughts in my head are just about how surreal all this is. I do think that it would probably make sense just to jump right into the playoffs. Looking at the conferences right now, I saw some Kings fans being upset today. Yep. Because their team is only 3.5 games out of the 8th seed in the West. So the Grizzlies have the 8th seed right now, and then the Blazers, Pelicans, and Kings are all tied at 3.5 games back. I mean, you still had 65 games.
Right, and that's to get still in the playoffs. Yeah, it's like the same length as the lockout shortened season. It would just obviously be cutting it off short. And while that is a bummer, like, you're still 3.5 games out. It's not like you're like a half game out. Like, it's still a decent amount to make up, no matter how tough the Grizzlies' schedule is.
Yeah, like, and you get the lottery pick. Yeah. It's like, come on, it's not so bad. They didn't.
Like, you're not
going to
win
anyway.
The title. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, if I was a fan, like, I say it now as a Bulls. We say it now as Bulls fans. Like, they're way out of it. They're 8 games out. Like, no chance. Like, end this damn Bulls season. It's kind of funny. I tweeted before Coby White's start the other day. I just kind of joked, like, you know, let Coby White get his first start here against the Cavs, and then just cancel the Bulls season. Like, just jokingly, obviously. And then that's what fucking happens. Like, Coby White gets his first start. They beat the Cavs. Horrible game. It meant nothing, but they still won the game. And then literally the next night, the NBA season is canceled. And it's just like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But yeah, as Bulls fans, it is easier for us to say, get the season over with. Just move on. But I do understand it from those other teams. But like, again, this, like, you meant surreal. It's crazy times now. Like, if they push it back too far, like, you're fucking up the whole offseason, the next season. Like, there's just so much to take consideration now. Like, it just really is hard to just like kind of compute all this, and like, there's just so much to do and so much to decide and so much money on the line. It's just absolutely wild.
Yeah, the Bulls and Bulls fans are the biggest winners in this. The Bulls get to save themselves the embarrassment of going through the end of the year, and Bulls fans don't have to watch the team, so that works out well for us. In general, though, like, I do think a lot of the jokes about this on Twitter have sort of been in poor taste. Like, it is an absolutely serious problem. And I do think that most people are starting to realize how serious it is now. And more than anything, it's like, better safe than sorry, you know? And especially when you look at the reports about Gobert, about how it seemed like he was turning the virus into a joke, and then he becomes the NBA's patient zero. Just absolutely wild stuff. The Bulls obviously weren't playing for anything the rest of the season. I mean, really, the only thing they were playing for was draft spot in terms of the lottery.
To evaluate the core.
And you know where the Bulls are 7th. Today. If the NBA were to end, they are in 7th in terms of the NBA lottery odds. So if the lottery were to start today, the Bulls would have the 7th best odds at the number one pick. That is priceless. And then beyond that, I don't really know what else they were playing for. It was nice to see Kobe have a good game and have a good stretch. He's going to be a really big factor coming into next season, and I think that we're going to talk about Kobe all off season, and so much of the hopes and dreams of the franchise are going to rest on his shoulders a little bit after what we saw from Markkanen this year, where he kind of regressed, what we saw from Zach this year, where he was very good, but he still couldn't lead the team to wins. Kobe's going to have a lot of pressure on him. So there's going to be plenty of time to watch Kobe White. There's going to be plenty of time to talk about him. It was weird having this canceled now because I was like 85% of the way done with a mock draft that I had been working on. And it was like 3,000 words and it was going to be super long and pretty in depth. And then for this to happen, now I'm like, what do I do with this thing? Like, it seems like no one would care today. I'm still not quite done with it. I've got a few more picks to go, but I didn't really feel any hurry to publish it today. Yeah. And then I'm not going to do it tomorrow, most likely on a Friday. So, like, maybe I'll do it next week. Should I save it? Does anyone care about NBA mock drafts right now? The interest was really about to ramp up with the NCAA tournament, right. And now that's off the table. So... just a bizarre day to like work on the internet, you know what I mean? Like when you're doing the job that me and you do, we're basically just at home all day looking at Twitter, looking at news, right. And to just be seeing this constantly and then like talking to people who are less online about it, and some of them think it's serious, they're grasping the gravity of the situation, and like some people I know weren't thinking it was as serious. Trying to talk to your parents about it. Like, all these things made for just, like, a surreal last 48 hours, and I don't really have anything to compare it to.
No, it's absolutely crazy. And, like, yeah, like, you were talking your mock draft stuff. Like, yeah, the tournament was coming up. We were about to have our next show. It was supposed to be our usual Sunday night show. We were going to have our guy Cosmos, Brian Schroeder, on and do a whole draft preview, a whole NCAA tournament preview. Now, obviously, that's out the window, and like, yeah, like, last night I was ready to write about Chandler Hutchinson being out for the season with his shoulder surgery, and like, and then this, and then the season gets canceled, and it's just like, or suspended. It's just like, well, no one cares about that now. It's just so weird. So it's just weird to like write about like normal basketball stuff or whatever, like just things going on as normal when things are not normal at all. So it's like, what do we even do here? It's just like, and I've obviously people. Like NBA fans and people and just sports fans in general have been like, well, what are we gonna do now for the next like however long until like people are gonna be quarantining themselves inside and like there's gonna be no sports to watch. I mean, I guess there's gonna be some golf and like NASCAR and maybe the XFL. I'm probably gonna hit up my PlayStation 4 is gonna get a lot of work coming up here in the next month or so. It is definitely. And there's really is nothing. I think this is the first time. Obviously, again, we've had the lockout seasons. There have been two of those, but, like, I don't think ever in the middle of a season, like, it's just been basically stopped. And there has been an NCAA, I think I just saw a tweet, there's been an NCAA tournament every year basically since the start of World War II, like, since 1939 or 1940. Like, there's been an NCAA tournament. So, like, definitely just unprecedented times to have all this stuff canceled. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really have anything else much to say after that. Like I said, we are going to still continue doing this pod. We'll try to figure out some stuff to do. I think we might maybe dive into some historic Bulls stuff. I was watching old Bulls DVDs and old Bulls games from the dynasties. Maybe we'll dive into some of that stuff. Maybe they'll push up the release date of the Bulls 30 for 30 that's coming out of the Last Dance documentary. That would be really awesome. Be a good talking point, but yeah, right now we're just kind of all in limbo in a waiting period where the league and the whole world basically just kind of figures out what's going on with this thing and try to combat it. And obviously we want everybody out there to stay safe, and we're gonna do our best to do that as well. Ricky, I don't really have anything else to say. Do you have any final thoughts here?
No, man, I got really no final thoughts. Yeah. Just what a weird 72 hours. Seriously. And I'm actually laughing right now. Someone just sent me a tweet by Dragonfly Jones.
Oh, God.
Making fun of a jazz blog who wrote about defending Rudy Gobert.
I saw that.
So I'm just cracking up at that tweet. And, you know, I will say, like, I was thinking that I would be very critical of Gobert because his behavior was reported as careless and all that, but I did think that he published a good apology.
It was,
to be totally honest, like, and in a situation like this that no one's really dealt with before, like, people are gonna fuck up. So the important thing is just to like be smart, and that's why I really like the sports leagues being proactive, canceling the NCAA tournament, canceling these big public gatherings, even though you're gonna lose money on it. And obviously the stock market has been a huge story or subplot and all this too. But, you know, I think that by being proactive, we can probably limit the damage of it. And you would rather be safe than sorry. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to miss watching the Bulls the rest of the season, that's for sure. Here's a good question for you, Jason. Will Jim Boylan coach another game for the Bulls?
See, like, I've been holding on. I didn't want to make any jokes. Again, the jokes are in poor taste. I guess I'll just say it now that, like, I was thinking about making a joke. Like, it's, oh my, like, now that this Bulls season might, like, go into however August or however long or later, like, Jim Boylan's going to stay coach even longer. Again, obviously, that's in poor taste. I didn't want to put it out there. I'm kind of putting it out there right now, but and I've seen people talk about, it's like, well, are they going to use this as an excuse? Like, well, we didn't actually get to finish a full season, so, like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Probably not. I would assume all the changes that we're expecting will still go forward. That's obviously really not what we should be worrying about right now. Obviously, it is good, again, that they released that statement to say that for right now, at least, there are no symptoms of coronavirus on the team. But obviously, that is kind of a subplot of where this bull season is going. If it actually is over, or if they only have a few games left, if they do come back and, like, play a few games, if they even do that, I mean, again, who knows what they do with the schedule. They will have to make this decision on Jim Boylan. They still do have to make front office, or they should be making front office changes. So I would think that none of that actually changes here. It just might happen at a later date. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see, man. But yep. For now, we're pausing. We're still going to be coming at you with the podcast. So
we will probably do, even if the draft is pushed back, we will probably, the draft preview that we were going to do, we will probably have that at some point as well. Because there will be a draft at some point, so we'll have to talk about it at some point. It will not be this weekend like we were planning on it, but we will talk about the draft at some point. Again, we'll come up with some other ideas to bring you during this hiatus, which again will be at least a month, maybe longer. I think the Chinese Basketball Association was like two and a half months. Like I said, hopefully it is not that long, but again, this all depends on what happens here with the coronavirus, because that's the health and safety of everybody, fans, players, personnel, everybody involved. Is the most important here. Hopefully the Bulls, we've seen some other teams do this. Hopefully the Bulls help out all those part-time workers out there and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully they do that and come together and do that. So yeah, that's it for me. Ricky, all you right. Good? You finally
thanks
done.
For listening, guys.
Yeah. All right. This has been a emergency episode of Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast. Again, the NBA season has been suspended for at least a month. We'll see where it goes from there. Shout out again to our sponsor, Bet Online. Go check out betonline.ag. Use promo code BlueWire and you get 50% off your sign up. Again, and for as always, shout out to Blue Wire Pods as well. And for our podcast, rate and review us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. So for Jason and Ricky, it's been Cash Considerations at Chicago Bulls Podcast. Please, everybody, stay safe out there. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Take it easy.